Thing that Kuf Yud Ches Omer Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. In the previous staff, we learned a brisa which brought several shittas concerning exactly which korbanos can be brought on a bama. First, the brisa began by discussing the halacha of the bama ketana. In the time when bamas are mutter, in the period of Gilgal, the 14 years of Gilgal, or the 57 years of Noiv Vigivan, when we learned in the Mishnah that bamas were mutter. So in addition to there being the bama tzibur, the bama which served everyone, the central bama in Gilgal, or later on in Noiv Vigivan, each individual also could erect a bama for himself, a bama siyochit, and be makriv korbanos on that bama. The Brisa had told us a general rule that anything which is nidav and nidav, that any korban which can be brought as a neder or an endava, which a person can bring out of his own free will, that is the kind of korban that he can be makriv on a bama. This means oilis and shlomit. However, something which is not nidav and nidav, a korban which cannot be brought as a neder or an endava, which a person can only bring if he's obligated to bring that korban, such as a chatas and ashram, those korbanos cannot be brought by an individual on the bama ketana. The Braisa reported a machloikis concerning this rule between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir held that this includes also the korbanos that a nazir brings at the end of his naziris, that also is considered to be nidav v'nidav, and those korbanos also can be brought on a bama ketana, as we learned in the previous daf. And also Rabbi Meir holds that menachas, since menachas are also something that a person can bring out of his own free will, the nidav and nidav, they too can be brought by the individual on a bama ketana. The Chachamim disagree on these two. The Chachamim say that the korbanos of nazir cannot be brought. That's not called nidav and nidav. And they say that there is no mincha at all, as the Gemara explained, that there's no mincha at all which is brought on a bama. Not only on the bama ketana, but even on the bama gedolah. Rak upon him, both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim agree to this general rule that something which is nidav and nidav can be brought by an individual on his bama siyachin. Something which is not nidav and nidav cannot be brought by the individual on his bama siyachin. The Gemara explained that we learned this from the pasuk which says, Ish kol ha-yosher be'ein of yasa. And this, the Gemara darshan, that this is speaking about the period of Gilgal, that when you will enter Eretz Yisrael and bamas will be mutter, you won't have to be makriv all your korbanos only on the Mishkan which was to be found in Gilgal, but rather you can be makriv any place. However, the Torah limits this by saying, Ish kol ha-yosher be'ein of yasa, that each individual shall be able to do that which is right in his eyes. The Gemara darshan that yeshores, that they can be makriv yeshores, they can be makriv the kinds of korbanos which a person brings when it's fit for him, when it's fit to him in his eyes to do so, when he wants to do so. That which is neither of a neither, but something which he brings because he's mechuyev to bring it, that he cannot be makriv on the bama. So that is the source of the pasuk for this halacha, that which is neither of a neither is brought on a bama ketana, and that which is not neither of a neither is not brought on a bama ketana. And as we'll see in our Gemara, although Rabbi Meir and Chachamim are speaking about the bama ketana, but based on the drasha that we learn from this pasuk, the Ish kol ha-yosher be'ein of yasa, that the individual can only be makriv that which the yesharis, only be makriv the nidav and nidav, that not only can't a yochid be makriv something which is not nidav and nidav, not only can a yochid not be makriv choyvis on a bamas yochid, but he also cannot be makriv that which is not nidav and nidav, he cannot be makriv choyvis on the bamas sibur, as we'll see on our Gemara. So even though Rabbi Meir and Chachamim did not explicitly talk about the bama sibur, the same halacha would apply, that which is not nidav and nidav cannot be brought by the yochid even on the bama sibur. Afterwards, the Braisa brought a machloikis concerning the bama sibur itself. That's the Oihol Moya, the Mishkan, which was in the Gilgal, or the central bama, which was found in Noiv V'Givon. Rabbi Yehuda says that everything that either a yochid or the tzibur, either a private individual or the tzibur, was able to be makriv in the oil moyed when it was in the midbar, in the mishkan, which includes all korbanos, is possible for a person, either for an individual or for the tzibur, to be makriv in the oil moyed should be gilgal. In other words, there's absolutely no difference between the mishkan when it was in the midbar and the mishkan when it was in Gilgal. And the same would apply to Noi Begivan as well. That we darshan from the pasuk, Ish kol hayosher be'ein of da yaseh, he darshans the word be'enov, that it means to say that it's only on be'enov, only on those bamas which a person builds wherever he sees, wherever he wants to do so, that there is a halacha that the individual can only be makriv yeshor, that he can only be makriv that which is nidav and nidav. But in the bama gedolah, that's not referred to as enov, there he learns that both the tzibur and the yochid can be makriv any and all of the korbanos, whether it be nidav and nidav, whether it be choyvet, chatas, osham, all of the korbanos, both the tzibur and the yochid can be makriv on the bama gedolah, just as they were able to do on the mishkan. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim come and say that this is not so. They say that it's dafka, all of the korbanos tzibur, which could be brought in the oil moyed shebe midbar, can be brought in the oil moyed shebe gilgal. But the kabbonis yachid, those cannot be brought. Only those kabbonis which are neither benedir can be brought by the individual on the bama gedola. And as the chachamim express it, the kan, both on the bama gedola and on the bama katana, loikarvu yachid elo oila ushlamim buvad. An individual is only able to be makriv an oila or a shlamim. They follow this opinion that it's only oila and shlamim that are included in the category of neither benedir, and they say that both in the bama gedola and in the bama katana, that an individual can only be makriv an oila ushlamim. As we pointed out before, this is the same shita as the Chachamim in the first part of the Brayis who argued with Rabbi Meir, who said that only an oil shlomim could be brought by an individual, even though they were explicitly speaking about the Bama Ketana. We mentioned before that the Gemara will learn that their opinion is also that the same applies to the Bama Gdoyla as well, that an individual is only able to bring that which is needed, and needed, which means oil u shlomim. So not only can't he be makriv them on a Bama Ketana, but he can't even be makriv them on the Bama Gdoyla. Then the Braisa brings another sheet to that of Rabbi Shimon, who even limits that which the Tzibur can bring on in the Mishkan, in the Oil Maid, when it was in Gilgal or in Noivi Given. That he says that even the Tzibur can only be makriv on the Bama Gdoila, Psochim, and other Kabbonis which are Kavu Alehem Zman, other Kabbonis Tzibur which have a fixed time, such as the Kabbonis which are brought on Shabbos or on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh. However, Chayvois, even those which the Tzibur brings, which don't have a fixed time, and Bepshuta, in the meantime, we'll learn that that comes to exclude, for example, a Par Helam Dover, which is brought by the Tzibur. It's an obligation upon the Tzibur to bring that kind of Chattis, but it's not something that has a fixed time. That cannot be brought on the Bama Gdoila. That was able to be brought in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar, but it cannot be brought in the Oyel Mayed in the Mishkan when it is in Gilgal or in Noiv V'Givan. So he even limits that which the Tzibur could do, and all the more so a Yochid, that a Yochid can only bring that which is neither V'Nidav, just as the Shita of the Chachamim, and he goes even further and says that even the Tzibur is somewhat limited, that in the Mishkan they could be makriv everything, but in the Oyel Mayed Sheba Gilgal or in Noiv V'Givan, they can only be makriv those Chayvis which are Kavu Alehem Zman, but they can't be makriv those Chayvis which are not Kavu Alehem Zman. So we have three opinions concerning the Bama Gdoila. According to Yehuda, the Bama Gdoila is exactly the same as the Mishkan and the Midbar. Everything, both the Tzibur and the Yochid, can be makriv all Korbanos on the Bama Gdoila. It's the full halacha of the Mishkan. The only difference between the period of the Mishkan and the Midbar and that of the Mishkan in Gilgal or in Noiv V'Givan is that at the time when the Mishkan is in Gilgal and Noiv V'Givan, Bamas Yochid are also mutter. But as far as the Bamas Tzibur goes, it has the exact same halakas, and one can bring the same korbanos as he was able to bring in the Mishkan in the Midbar. The second opinion is that of the Chachamim, who say that when it comes to the Tzibur, all of the korbanos that the Tzibur was able to bring in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar, they are able to be makriv in the Mishkan when it's in Gilgal or in Noiv V'Givan. However, that's only the Tzibur. But a Yochid can only be makriv oilis ushlami, because they follow this halakha, they darsh it from the pasuk, that an individual can only be makriv that which is neither v'nidav, and this refers not only to Bama Ketana but to the Bama Gdoila as well. And the third opinion is that of Rabbi Shimon, who limits even that which the Tzibur can do. He agrees with the Chachamim concerning a Yochid that they can only be makriv oilos u'shlamim, and he even limits that which the Tzibur can be makriv, that they can only be makriv psochim and other chayvei shekavu alehem zman. But chayvei she'en kavu alehem zman, even korbanos Tzibur, even the Tzibur cannot be makriv on the Bama Gdoila as they were able to be makriv in the Mishkan when it was in the Midbar. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Chachamim hainu tana kama, that the Chachamim in the latter part of the Brayis who are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda is the exact same opinion as the Tana Kama. In other words, as the Chachamim in the first part of the Brayis who argued with Rabbi Meir. Just as these latter Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Tzibur can be makriv any kind of korban on the Bamas Tzibur, and that a Yochid can only be makriv oilos u'shlamim, both on the Bamas Yochid and on the Bamas Tzibur, that is the exact same opinion of the Chachamim, of the Tanakama, of the first Chachamim mentioned in the Braisa. Even though they did not explicitly speak about the halachas of the Bamas Tzibur, Rashi says, but since they darshan, as the more explained before, from the same pasuk of each kolayosher bein of Yaseh, that the individual can only be makriv that which is nidav and nidav, we learn from this pasuk that the yochid, that the individual, cannot be makriv anything other than oilos u'shlamim, whether it be on the bamas yochid or on the bamas tzibur, and that it's only an ish, only an individual, who cannot be makriv these other korbanos, but that the tzibur can in fact be makriv any korbanos. Also, Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, in the previous staff, pointed out that from the flow of the brayta, we also see that the opinion of the first chachamim was that the yochid can only be makriv oilos u'shlamim both on the bamas yochid and on the bamas tzibur. From the flow of the brayta, which then brings Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the yochid can be makriv, that both the Tzibur and the Yochid can be makriv anything on the Bama Gdoila. So we see that he had heard that both Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim mentioned previously in the Braisa held that the Yochid cannot be makriv all korbanos, even on the Bomas Tibor. So the Gemara is asking then that the opinion of the Chachamim mentioned as arguing on Rabbi Yehuda concerning the Bomas Tibor is the same opinion as the Tanakama, as the Chachamim argued on Rameh, who say also that only Oilus and Shlomi can be brought by a Yochid, and as the Gemara learned that this is referring both to the Bomak Tana and the Bomak Doyla. Amar Rav Papa said, Enochinami, there's no machloikis between them in the Brice itself, but the Brice hints at a different machloikis. Korvu Nesochim B'midbar Ika B'Nayo, that the Nafkamina between the Tanakama, the Chachamim mentioned first in the Brice, who argue with Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Huda later on in the latter part of the Brice, is whether Nesochim were brought with the Korbanis that were brought in the Mishkan in the Midbar. Nesochim, as we learn in Parsha Shlach, of course, is the Nisu Chayayin and the Minchas Nesochim, which are brought along with Korbanis. When a person is not going to be Korban, he has to bring also Nesochim. And there's a Machloikis Tanoim, whether this mitzvah of bringing Nesochim along with Korbanos was already noyeg in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, or not. It says in the Parsha of Nesochim, Kisavoyo ala Oretz, when you will come into Eretz Yisrael. So one man, the Omer holds that this means that the chiyuv of bringing Nesochim with the Korban is only Kisavoyo ala Oretz, when you will come into Eretz Yisrael. And not only when you first enter Eretz Yisrael, but rather after the 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk, of conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael. Only then does the mitzvah of Nesochim begin, when you are actually settled down in Eretz Yisrael. That's one Mandi Omer. And the other Mandi Omer holds that no, that the mitzvah of Nesochim was already noyeg in the Midbar, and that which the Torah says, ki savoyu al ha'aretz, that when you will enter Eretz Yisrael, that you have to bring Nesochim with your kabbonis, is coming to say that when you enter Eretz Yisrael, and Bom is Yochid will also be mutter, that then you will begin bringing Nesochim also with your Bom on your Bom is Yochid. That when you'll be makiv individual kabbonis on the Bom is Yochid, there will also be a din of Nesochim. But it doesn't mean to say that the mitzvah of Nesochim was not noyeg before. To the contrary, the mitzvah of Nesochim was already noyeg in the Midbar. It would certainly continue to be noyeg on the Bomas Tzibor, and the pasuk of Kisavoy al-Aretz is saying that when you enter Eretz Yisrael and Bomas Yochid will be mutter, that then you will bring Nesochim even on the Bomas Yochid. So this is a machloikis tanoim, and the Gemara is saying that that's a machloikis in our Brisa as well. That the first, that the Tanakama, the Chachamim in the first part of the Brisa, who say that the Yochid was only makriv oilois u'shlamim, are saying that only oilois u'shlamim were brought, but that Nesochim were not brought by the Yochid who was makriv on a Bomas, because they hold that Kisavoy al-Aretz means that only when you will enter Eretz Yisrael and settle in Eretz Yisrael, which is after the 14 years of Gilgal, when you will build the Mishkan Shiloh, only then will the mitzvah of Nesochim apply. They hold that the mitzvah of Nesochim did not apply in the Midbar, and then it did not apply until after the 14 years of settling in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, until Mishkan Shiloh. So that's what the Tanakhama is expressing, in addition to the opinion itself that it's only Oilus and Shlomim that can be brought on the Bamas Yochid, but by saying that they were only Makriv Oilus and Shlomim, he's excluding that there were no Nesochim, because Nesochim were not yet Noyik. The Tana Basra, the Chachamim, who are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda in the latter part of the Brisa, are coming to include Oilus and Nesochim. And Rashi explains that we know this from a Mishnah Yisera. When the Chachamim argued in Rabbi Yehuda had just said that all of the Korbanos, both the Korbanos of the Yochid and of the Tzibor, which were brought in the Mishkan and the Midbar, could be brought in the Mishkan and the Olmoed Shebe Gilgal. And the Chachamim come to argue concerning the Korbanos Yochid. Why do they have to begin by saying that everything that the Tzibor was Makriv in the Olmoed Shebe Midbar, they're Makriv in the Olmoed Shebe Gilgal, but the Yochid is only Makriv Oilus and Shlomim? Why do they have to repeat what their opinion is concerning the Tzibor? Rabbi Yehuda expressed the exact same opinion concerning the Tzibor. The machloikis between them is only concerning the Korbanos Yochid. Says Rashi, the Chachamim should have just said that Rabbi Yehuda, what you say concerning a Yochid is not correct. That we hold that a Yochid can only be makriv oilos u'shlamim, but cannot be makriv any other Korbanos. Why do they have to repeat that which was already stated by Rabbi Yehuda concerning the Tzibor? Says Rashi, through this Mishnah Yisrael, we learn that they're coming to say that everything that the Tzibor was makriv in the Oil Moyed Shebe Midbar, they are makriv in the Oil Moyed Shebe Gilgal, and that means even Nesochim, because they hold that Nesochim were brought already in the Mishkan Shebe Midbar as well. And if they say that Nesochim were brought, then it won't, then to the contrary, then we learn that Kisavoyu Ola'oris is coming to teach us that when you enter Eretz Yisrael, that even on the Bomas Yochid, the individual who brings the Korban will also be makriv Nesochim with his Korban. So they are of the opinion that Nesochim were already brought in the Midbar, and they express that by saying that everything that the Tzibor brought in the Midbar, they brought in the Mishkan Shebe Gilgal, and they will hold also that on the Bomas Yochid, an individual who is makriv a korban, who is makriv his oilu shlomim on a Bomas Yochid, will also have to bring Nesochim with it. So this is a machloekis which is hinted at in the Brisa between the Tanakama, between the first Chachamim mentioned the Brisa, and the latter Chachamim mentioned in the Brisa. Continues the Gemara Omar Mar Rabbi Shimon Omer v'chuli. In the Brisa we learned that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that even concerning Korbanos Tzibor, there's a difference between the Mishkan, the Oil Moyed Shebe Midbar, and the Oil Moyed when it was in Gilgal. in the Mishkan, when it was in the Midbar, of course, it could be makiv all korbanos tzibur, but in the Oyel Moed Shebe Gilgal, when it was in Gilgal, the tzibur were only able to be makiv psachim and choyves shekavu lehem zman, korbanos pesach, and other choyves which have a fixed time. So Bipshuta is coming to exclude choyves of the tzibur which don't have a fixed time, such as a par helam dover, which a tzibur can become obligated to bring, that they could not be makiv this on the bomas tzibur, even though there was the Mishkan there, but still they cannot be makiv all of the korbanos which a tzibur would be mechuyev to bring. Says the Gemara, my time is Reb Shimon. What's the reason of Reb Shimon? Because it says in the pasuk, it says in Yeshua, "Vayasu bnei Yisrael l'sapesach beGilgal." The pasuk tells us that the bnei Yisrael were makiv the korban pesach in Gilgal. But after they crossed the Jordan, they set up the Mishkan in Gilgal. They were makiv the korban pesach. Pshita, isn't this pshita? Why does the pasuk have to tell us that they were makiv the korban pesach? Of course, it came pesach and they were makiv the korban. Ella rather hakamashmulam, that is coming to teach us the following halacha: the chayvos ke'ein pesach hu dekoris, that it's chayvos obligations which lie upon the tzibur. As we mentioned before, the korban pesach is considered to be, is called a korban tzibur concerning this matter because it's brought by everyone. It's brought in an entire group, the entire Klal Yisrael. Each one has to bring his korban pesach, and this comes to teach us that it's dafka chayvos similar to pesach hu dekoris, which could be brought in Gilgal. Halav ke'en pesach le'koris, but korbanos of the tzibur which are not similar to pesach, namely that they're not brought at a specific time, they're not kavu lehem zman, those cannot be brought in Gilgal. So even though the Mishkan was set up in Gilgal, there's still a limit upon which korbanos can be brought by the tzibur. So we learn this from the fact that the pasuk stresses that we're makriv the pesach, that it's only korbanos which are similar to pesach, in that they are kavu lehem zman, which can be brought by the tzibur in the Mishkan when it was in Gilgal. The Idach and the other Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Shimon and say that everything that the tzibur could be makriv in the Mishkan was in Midbar, they can be makriv in the Mishkan in Gilgal. What do they do with this pasuk? Why did Torah have to tell us that Klal Yisrael were makriv the korban pesach in Gilgal? Mibay leilichid Rabbi Yochanan. We need this pasuk to teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Banah. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Banah, Oral Mekabel Hazah, that an oral, a person who was, he did not have a mila, can nonetheless receive the hazah, the sprinkling with the mechatas, with the water of the Parah Aduma, in order to purify him from Tumas Meis. And we don't say that he can only receive the Hazah after he has mild himself, after Mila has been performed upon him. We learn Rashi explains at length the Raya from this Pasuk in Yehoshua, and that is because the Torah says that they brought the Korban Pesach. It's mashma from the Pasuk that they brought it kihul chasa, in the proper way, meaning that they brought it as Tahirim, and not that they brought it as a Korban Pesach, which is brought by the Tzibur, when the entire Tzibur is Tumas. In fact, almost the entire tzibur had become tmei mesim in the midbar. Their parents had died in the midbar. The entire previous generation had died in the midbar, and all of them had been metamei themselves for their parents. So therefore, most of the tzibur was tmei. And they had to be metire themselves in order to bring the korban pesach, because it's mashin the pasach that they brought this korban pesach betire. In order for a person to be metire himself from tumas meis, he requires, besides tefillah at the end of the process of his purification, he requires also sprinkling with the mechatas, with the water of the parah aduma, on gimel and zion, at a minimum of 3 days after he became tomei, and then on the seventh day. And there has to be a separation of 3 days in between the first hazah and the second hazah. So in other words, if the first hazah was made, for example, on Sunday, there is then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and the next hazah will be done on Thursday. That is Gimel and Zion. So it's done on the fourth day after the first hazah, and it cannot be done more close together. Now, the Pasuk tells us that the majority of Klal Yisrael had not performed Bris Mila in the Midbar, and they only performed the Bris Mila now that they entered Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi brings, they didn't do this. They entered Eretz Yisrael, they crossed the Jordan and came to Gilgal on the 10th of Nisan. However, they did not perform the Bris Mila on the 10th of Nisan because they were still weak from their traveling. Rather, on the next day, on Yud Aleph Nisan, that is when the Bris Mila was performed upon the people. We cannot say that they waited until after the Mila to do the first Hazah, because if they waited until Yud Aleph Nisan to do the first Hazah, they wouldn't be able to do the second Hazah until 4 days later, which would come out to be Tesbo, the 15th of Nisan, which is too late for bringing the Korban Pesach, which has to be brought on Yud Aleph. So we must say that they made the first Hazah on Yud Nisan. If they made the first Hazah on Yud Nisan in order to be able to make the second Hazah on Yud Dalet, on Erev Pesach, so that they should be able to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tayra, then it must be that first Hazah was done before the Mila was performed and they were still Arelim, because the Mila was only performed upon them on Yud Aleph. So from this we learn that even an Oral, even when he is still an Oral, he can be Makabel, he can receive the purification process of the Hazah. Bipshuta, the chiddush of this halacha is that even though an oral is similar to a tame in concerning certain halachas, nonetheless we say that he can receive the hazor for tumas meis. However, Tosis in Yevamos Taf Ayin Aleph Omid Beis asks a question on this: that what is the havamin, and why do I have to have a pasuk to teach me that an oral can be mekabel hazor? Even if we say that an oral has the same din as a tame, which is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that an oral has many dinim like a tame, even concerning a tame himself, whose tame with a different tumah besides tumas meis, the halacha is that he can receive the hazor to purify him from his tumas meis. So why should an oral be different from a different tummy? And so it remains with the question why we need a pasuk, what the chiddush is of saying that an oral can receive hazor to purify him from his tumas meis. Ayin shom. Al kaponim, the Gemara says that the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda learned that that is what this pasuk that makes the statement that the Bnei Yisrael brought the Pesach in Gilgal is teaching me, to teach me that an oral can be mekabel hazor, and it doesn't tell me anything, a limit for me in any way, the korbanos which the tzibur can bring on the bama tzibur. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, apparently holds that we don't need a pasuk for the halacha that an oral can be mekabel hazor, and he learns that the pasuk in Yeshua tells us that they were makriv the Pesach in Gilgal to teach me this halacha, that it's only korbanos which are similar to the korban Pesach which can be brought on the bamas tzibur. Now the Gemara goes on to bring a chiddush in this din, this opinion of Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kamed Ravada Barahava, a Tana, someone who says over Brises, learned the following Brisa in the presence of Ravada Barahava, Ein bein boma gdoila leboma ktana, elo pesach, v'choy v'isakavu alehen zman. That in the time of Heter HaBomas, when there is both a boma gdoila, the boma tzibur, which is to be found either in Gilgal at the time of Gilgal or in Noiv v'givain, and there is also a boma ktana, there's an individual boma which each individual can erect in any place and be mounted of korbanos upon it, the difference between them is only Pesach and Choy V'Sekvu Alehen Zman. The only korbanos which could be brought on the Bama G'dayla, which can't be brought on the Bama K'tana, is the korban Pesach, and other Choy V'Sekvu of the Tzibur which have a fixed time. Now, this is obviously the opinion of Rav Shimon, according to the Gears on the side of the Gemara. Omar Lehi said to him, the Omar Lechmani, if someone will ask you who is the author of this Braisa, Rav Shimon Hido Omar, Ein Bein Bo Magdoil Bo Magtana El Pesach Choy V'Sekvu Alehen Zman. So this is an expression of the opinion of Rav Shimon, who said that even on the Boma Tzibur, that other Korbanos were not able to be brought, that Choy V'Sekvu, even Choy V'Sekvu of the Tzibur, which don't have a fixed time, could not be brought even on the Bo Magdoil. So this is the opinion of Rav Shimon. This braisa is similar to the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Tes Amud Beis. Oh, however, over there the wording of the Mishnah is not so clear. The wording of the Mishnah is Ein bein bo magdoila lebo miktana elo Pesach bilvad. The Gemara explains that it means Pesach and that which is similar to Pesach. But here we have a braisa which states clearly the opinion of Rav Shimon that on the boma tzibur could be brought Pesach and choy v'sekavu lehen zman. Omle Ravada Barahava told this Tanu who said over the Braisa to Targim Masnisach, that interpret your Braisa and this opinion of Rav Shimon, Be'oilas Choyva, only concerning the Oilas Choyva of the Tzibur, that which Korbanos which have a fixed time can be brought by the Tzibur on the Boma G'dayla, only the Oilas. The korbanos which the tzibur brings at a fixed time consist of Oilas and Chatois, Oilas for the Tmir Numusafin. There are also chatois which are brought on Rosh Chodesh as part of the Musafin and on the Regolim, Seirei HaRegolim. So he told them that although Rav Shimon said that the can be makriv on the Boma Tzibur Pesach and Choy V'Sekavu Lehen Zman, he's not including all Choy V'Sekavu Lehen Zman. This would include both Oilos and chatois, and he is telling them to include only Oilos. That Rav Shimon's opinion is only that Oilos can be brought by the Tzibur, the Oilos which have a fixed time, but not the chatois. Why is this so? The Ika Oilas Nadova, because there is such a thing as an Oilas Nadova. An Oila can be brought by an individual as a Nadova, and therefore it can be brought by the Tzibur as a Choyva HaKavu Aloizman. The E Chatis, because if you'll talk about a Chatis, and we'll follow the Gears on the right-hand side of the Gemara, which is the Gears of Rashi, the E Chatis, because if you'll say that Rav Shimon is saying that the Tzibur can even be Maki of the Chatois, which have a fixed time, such as the Seiri Rishchodesh and Seiri Regolim, Chatis and Dova Mi Ika, is there then such a thing as a Chatis which can be brought by an individual as an Adova? A Chatis is not the kind of korban which can be brought by an individual as an Adova, and therefore Chatois could not be brought by an individual at all at the time of Heter HaBomis, as we learned, the private individual can only be makriv the korbanos which can be brought as a neder or an adava. So it can only be makriv oilu shlomin, not a chatas, and therefore the tzibur also cannot be makriv a chatas, even though it is a choyva kavul zman. So they cannot be makriv the seirei shchodesh and the seirei regolim. So what Rabbi Barahav is saying is a very big chiddush in the shita of Reb Shimon. Although when we learn Reb Shimon is saying that the tzibur can be makriv Korbanos Pesach, and it would appear any of the chayvos which have a fixed time, which would include both oilos and chatoit, and the only thing which you would seem to exclude from the Korbanos Tzibur are those which don't have a fixed time, such as a par, hel, and dover, something which the Tzibur becomes obligated to bring, not dependent on a fixed time, says Rabbi Avraham that this is not so. That Rav Shimon, who said that the Tzibur can bring the chayvos hakavur lehen zman, he's speaking only about the oilos which the Tzibur is obligated to bring at a fixed time, but not about the chatoit. And the reason is because the chatos is not something which can be brought by an individual. The oila is a kind of korban which can be brought by an individual. Where did Rav Barahava see this in the opinion of Rav Shimon? In that there is a machoikis between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns that Rav Barahava was medayik this from the wording of Rav Shimon in this braisa. Rav Shimon said that the only thing that can be brought on the Boma Tzibur is Pesach and Choyves HaGavur Lehen Zman. Why did he have to say Pesach and Choyves HaKavur Lehen Zman? Why didn't he just say Choyves HaKavur Lehen Zman, and this automatically includes Pesach? Why did he have to divide it into two? It says Rashi that Rav Barahava was medayek that he divided it into two because it's two categories. Pesach is a kind of korban which is always brought bit sibur. It's considered to be a korban sibur because it's brought by everyone together on Erev Pesach. And first he says that it's a korban Pesach which we can bring on the Boma Tzibur. That's a kind of korban which is always brought by the Tzibur. And secondly, a second category is Choyves HaKavur Lehen Zman, that those korbanos which are brought as an obligation by the Tzibur, which are the kinds of korbanos which can sometimes be brought also by a yochid, that a yochid can also bring. Since he divides it into two categories, and this was not necessary, he could have just said, choyves hakavur lehen zman, it's because he's speaking about two different things. Pesach is a kind of korban which is never brought on an individual basis, it's always brought with the entire Tzibur brings it together, and choyves hakavur lehen zman is referring to this other category of korbanos which can sometimes be brought by a yochid. So Rav Barahava was medayek because of his wording, because of his lengthy wording, that he's coming to tell us that the second category of Choyves HaKavur Lehen Zman is referring only to korbanos which can sometimes be brought by a yochid as a nedava as well. And that's why he says that it's only the oilos which have a fixed time which can be brought by the tzibur. Those are the choyves that Rav Shimon is referring to, but not to the choyves of chatoi, such as the siri shchodesh or siri regolet. That cannot be brought, according to Rav Shimon, on the boma gedoyla. Tosis asks on this pshat of Rashi that how can we make this diuk? We could easily say that the reason why Rav Shimon mentions Pesach, singles out Pesach, and then says Pesach and other choyves which have a fixed time, is because Pesach is the source for the talocha, as the Gemara said before. We learn it from the pasuk in Yeshua that says that they were makar the Pesach in Gilgal, and this is the source of Rav Shimon to say that it's only Pesach and that which is similar to Pesach which can be brought on the Boma Gdoila. That's why he singles out Pesach and says that the people were able to be makar on the Boma Gdoila Pesach, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshua, and other choyves which have a fixed time because they are similar to Pesach. So just because he adds the word Pesach would not prove anything, says Tosfos, that he's coming to say that Choyves HaKavur Lehen Zman means only those kinds of korbanos which could also be brought by a yochid. Rather, says Tosfos, that Rav Barahava held this well because for that very reason. Since the source of Rav Shimon is from Pesach, Pesach is in fact a kind of korban which can sometimes be brought by the individual as well. Says Tosfos, when it's brought on Erev Pesach, on Yudalad Nissan, then it's considered to be a korban tzibur because it's brought by all the individuals, everyone at the same time. But there is also Pesach Sheni, and if there's a single individual that has to bring his Pesach Sheni, it's brought as a korban yochid. And in the time of Heter Abomis, it wasn't only Pesach Rishon which could be brought. The Pesach Sheni, if someone needed to, if he was unable to bring the Pesach Rishon, he would bring the Pesach Sheni. So Pesach is something which can be brought not only by the tzibur, but by a yochid as well. Says Rav Barahava, since that's the source of Rav Shimon, then we say that when Rav Shimon says that the choyves hakavur lehen zman, that the tzibur can be makriv choyves which have a fixed time, it's also only that which is similar to Pesach in that it's something that can be brought by a yochid as well. That can only be oilus and not chatois, because we know that the yochid doesn't bring a chatas. He can't bring a chatas for his chiyuv in the time of heter abomis. That's not brought. It's only nedorim and nedovas which are brought, and a chatas is not brought as a neder or a nedova. Mashenkin oilus, which can be brought by the yochid as a nedova, that's a kind of korban which can be brought both by the tzibur and by a yochid. And since we're learning from Pesach, we are only including also something similar to Pesach in that it's a korban which can be brought by the tzibur and by a yochid. Therefore, says Rav Barahava, that this includes only the oilis which the tzibur has to bring, but not the chatois which the tzibur has to bring. The Gemara asks, the lukma of minchas choyva, why don't we set up also, why didn't Rav Barahava say also that Rav Shimon is also referring to minchas choyva? There are chavitin, which are a choyva shekavu lehen zman, they're brought every day as a chiyuv, and we should say that Rav Shimon is including also that this particular korban, this mincha, which has a fixed time, can be brought on the bomas tzibur and not on the bamas yachid. He would be referring to mincha as well, because a mincha is also something which could be brought by a yachid. A yachid can bring a mincha as an adava. So why did Rabbi Bar Ahava say that Rav Shimon is only speaking about oilis? It's true that Rabbi Bar Ahava says that Rav Shimon is not speaking about chatois, because a chatos is not the kind of korban that could be brought by an individual, and therefore the tzibur also can't be makav a chatos, even though it's a choyvish a kavul leizman. But why is it only oilis that are included? He should have said also menachos. The Gemara answers, kasavra e mincha b'bama, because Rabbi Bar Ahava holds that there is no mincha which is brought on a bama at all. We have this opinion mentioned before, and that means that a mincha was not brought at the time of Heter Abamas, neither on the Bama Ktana, nor on the Bama Gdoila. So therefore, he couldn't say that Rav Shimon is referring to mincha, even though mincha is something which can be brought as an adava, but it wasn't brought in the time of Heter Abamas at all. Therefore, he said that Rav Shimon is only speaking about oilis, that he said that the Chayvah, Shekavul, and Zman are brought on the Bama Gdoila is talking about oilis. Rashi explains that also Rav Bar Ahava did not mention shlomim, even though there is such a thing as a shalmei tzibur. The kivsei ateres which are brought on shvuot are a shlomim which is brought by the tzibur. Why didn't Rav Bar Ahava say that Rav Shimon is including that as well, that particular choyv shekavul leizman, the shalmei tzibur, can be brought by the tzibur on shvuot, because shlomim can be brought by a private individual, because that's something which can be brought as an adava? Says Rashi that there, even though they are both called shlomim, but they are a totally different category, because the kivsei aseres, the shalmei tzibur, are kodshei kodeshim, and the shlomim which is brought by a private individual is kodshim kalim. Therefore, the fact that the individual can bring these kodshim kalim, an individual shlomim, would not mean that the tzibur would be able to bring the kivsei aseres, which is a different kind of shlomim, which is a shlomim which is kodshei kodeshim. Therefore, the only korbanos which have a fixed time which could be brought by the tzibur on the bamas tzibur are oilis. Continues the Gemara, bo l'shiloi v'chuli. The Mishnah says that after the 14 years in Gilgal, they came to Shiloi, and they erected the Mishkan there. And the Mishnah tells us that it did not have a tikra, it didn't have a built ceiling, rather the walls were built of stone, and the roof was formed by yerias, by curtains. And as the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Habchira, this means the original yerias ha-Mishkan were used to form the roof of the Beis Hashem in Shiloh. So the walls were stone and the roof was made of urea. It says the Gemara, Minohani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that the Mishkan Shiloh was a combination of a wall of stone and a roof of Yerias? Rabbi Chiya Baraba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kosuv Echad Oimer Vatvieyu Beis Hashem Shiloh. One pasuk says that she brought him to the house of Hashem in Shiloh. This is speaking about Chana, that she brought Shmuel to the Beis Hashem in Shiloh. It's referred to as bias, as a house. Because of Echad, another pasuk says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, that Hashem forsook the Mishkan in Shiloh, Oyel Shikain Ba'odam, a tent which he caused to dwell among men. It says also that he despised the tent of Yosef, and he did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. This is also referring to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shleilim left Mishkan Shiloh, and that eventually the Beis Hamikdash was built in Yerushalayim. So we see that it's referred to in these two psukim as Oyel Shikin Ba'odim, and as Oyel Yosef, as a tent. Says the Gemara, okay, said, how do we resolve this? That in one pasuk it's referred to as bias, as a house, and in the other psukim it's referred to as oil. That there was no ceiling, no roof there that was built on. Rather, there were stones on the bottom, the walls were formed from stone, and there were curtains on top to form the ceiling of Mishkan Shiloh. And this is referred to in the pasuk as Menucha. The Shem Kuvetz takes out these words because they don't really tell us anything in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Kodshe Kodeshim. We then learn in the Mishnah concerning Mishkan Shiloh, the Kodshe Kodeshim are eaten within the curtains, and Kodshim Kalim are eaten b'chol haroy, in any place from which one can see Mishkan Shiloh. Minohan Emili, where do we learn this from? Where do we learn this halacha, this unusual halacha, that in Mishkan Shiloh we say that Kodshe Kodeshim can be eaten not only in the city of Shiloh, around Shiloh, but in any place from which one can see the Mishkan Shiloh? Omra Rabbi Yishi said to Omar Krob, because it says in the Pasuk, Hishomer l'cho pentala oyloisecho b'chomokam asher tira. It says, guard yourself, lest you be maktir your oilis, you bring up your oilis on a mizbech in any place which you will see. That it says that once you will come into Eretz Yisrael, and then when you will build up Mishkan Shiloh, that you shouldn't bring any longer your oilis any place where you will see. We are medayek, b'chomokai masher tira iyatamala, that any place that you will see, you are not allowed to be ma'ala oilisecho, that you're not allowed to be maktir your oilis to build a mizbeach there. Avalata oichel b'chomokam shatura, but you are able to eat any place that you will see. The pasuk says, be careful lest you be ma'ala the carbon in a place where you, every place where you will see. But we're to be medayek from this, however, that in any place where you can see this mishkan, you are allowed to eat the kodesh. The Gemara asks, Ema b'chomokim sh'atarei iya tamala avala tizbeach b'chomokim sh'tira. Perhaps we should be medayak this differently from the Pasuk. Let's be medayak that the Pasuk is saying that you are only not allowed to be mala, you're not allowed to be makter on a mizbeach in any place that you see, but you're allowed to shecht a korban any place that you see. And let's be marba that one is allowed to shecht a korban in any place from which you can see Mishkan Shiva, and there is no such halacha. We learn only that one is allowed to eat kochim kalim in a place from which you can see Mishkan Shiva, but the actual shkita of the korbanos has to be done in that which corresponds to the azara, in the yard of the Mishkan Shiva itself, within the curtains that surround the Mishkan Shiva. Rabbi Yannai said, Omar Kra, Shom Tala v'Shom Tasa. It says in the Pasuk that there you should be Mala, there you shall be Makdir, the Korbanos on a Mizbeach, and there you shall do them. That the doings of the Korban, the preparation of the Korban, also has to be Shom. That has to be in the same place where the being Mala, the Korban, is done. So therefore, we can't say that this Pasuk of Pentala Oy Lasecho B'chomokom HaShetira, that we are to be Medayak from the Pasuk, that only being Mala has to be done, cannot be done from where you can see. But preparing the Korban, shechting the Korban, can be done in any place that you can see Mishkan Shiloh, because the Pasuk compares the doing of the Korban to being Mala the Korban. Rather, we Medayak, however, that the Achila of the Korban, that the Achila of Kochim Kalim, can be done, that one is allowed to eat the Kochim Kalim, any place from which one can see Mishkan Shiloh. That's one drasha. Rabbi Avdimi Bar Chasa Omar, Rabbi Avdimi Bar Chasa says, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Omid Beis, Veloi Ta'anas Shiloh, that there was to him Ta'anas Shiloh, referring to the city of Shiloh, and it's called Ta'anas Shiloh. And Rashi says that this is not an exact quote from a Pasuk, however, there is a Pasuk which says, Benosav Hagvul Mizrocha Ta'anas Shiloh. It's speaking about the portion of the children of Yosef, and it says that the Gvul then curved to the east along Ta'anas Shiloh, towards Ta'anas Shiloh. So it's called Shiloh Ta'anas Shiloh. The word Ta'anah comes from Ta'aniyo Va'aniyo, to bemoan something. Why is it called Ta'anas Shiloh, the place of bemoaning Shiloh? Makom shekol haraya oisai misanech olav alachilas kodshim Shiloh. It's a place which, when anyone sees it later on, when there is no longer any achilas kodshim, he moans over the place concerning the achilas kochim that he was able to do in that place. So whenever he sees it, he reminds himself that in that place one was allowed to eat kochim when the Mishkan Shiloh was standing there. And that's why it's called Ta'anas Shiloh, that wherever a person sees it, he bemoans the fact that he's no longer able to eat kochim in that place. So the makom of achilas kochim is any place from which one can see the Mishkan Shiloh. Rabbi Avo Omar, Rabbi Avo says, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk in the Brachos of Yosef, Bein Poiras Yosef, Bein Poiras Alei Oyen. There are many pshatim from the Mepharshim in this Pasuk. Bein Poiras Yosef is translated by some meaning a son of grace is Yosef. But Rashi here says that we are learning the Pasuk that Poiras comes from the word Piriyavirivya. It means increase, that Yosef is a son of increase, and this refers to the increase of the place in which the kachim will be able to be eaten in his portion. Ben Poiras, he is a son of increase. The area in which kachim could be eaten has been increased, alei oyen, because of the eye. As the Gemara explains, ayin shalirasa salozun velehenes midover she'ena shaloi, that the eye of Yosef, which didn't want to satisfy itself and to derive pleasure from something which is not his, from the Ashes Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar, Tizke will merit v'toichal kimloy eineho, and will eat kochim kimloy eineho according to the fullness of eye. In other words, in any place from which the Mishkan can be seen. So Marsha adds to this that the Gemara means to refer also to the end of the Pasuk, that in this Pasuk it says that Yosef is Ben Poiras alei eye, and that is a Ben Poiras because of the eye, and then the Pasuk continues, Bonois Soado alei shur, that the daughters march on the shur, which some explain to mean on the wall, and others say that it comes from the word ashurenu, that I will see him. So this Gemara is interpreting it that it means bonois, that the other shvatim soado, that they will march with achilas kochim alei shur, according to how much they will be able to see, that if they're able to see the Mishkan Shiloh, they will be able to eat kochim. So this pasuk too is a remez for the Mishkan Shiloh, which was in the portion of Yosef, and the Bnei Yosef, the portion of Ephraim, that the achilas kochim will be in any place from which the Mishkan can be seen. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that this is also from the brachas that was given to Yosef in Dvarim, in Vezayis HaBracha, Uretzayin Shoich Nisne, that we learn it from the Pasuk, Uretzayin Shoich Nisne, Ayin Shaloi Rotzeso Lehenois Midover She'ena Shaloi, the eye which did not want to derive pleasure from something which is not his. That's a translation of the word Uretzayin, that it was his Rotzayin, it was his will not to derive any pleasure from something which is not his. Tizke will merit V'toichal Ben Hasnuin, and will eat Kochim among those that hated him, between the other Shmuel Shvatim, Uritzoin, because of his Ratzon, because of the Ratzon of Yosef, not to do this Aveira, Shoichni, then the place where the Shechina is, that's what the Marshal explains. In other words, in his Mishkan, Sneh, they will be able to eat Kotchim, even among those that hated him, even in an area which belongs to the other Shvatim, as long as from that area one is able to see the Mishkan Shiloh. So these are all Psukim that teach us that Kotchik Halim are Nechal, Bechol Haroya. Says the Gemara several halachas concerning this din. Tana, we learned in a brisa, roya sha'amru, that which they said, that roya, that from any place from which a person can see the Mishkan, the correct gears is the girsa on the left side of the Gemara, and of the Shita Mekubetzes, kol shehu roya ve'ein dover mafsik beinoy lebeinoy. Any place from which he can see the Mishkan Shiloh, and there is nothing to interrupt in between, there's nothing interrupting his view of Mishkan Shiloh. Omar Le Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, the Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim said to Rabbi Lazar, Asper Loch, I will explain this to you by showing you someplace, Kegoin Beiknish to the Ma'in, for example, the Beis Knesses of Ma'in, which is far away, but it has an uninterrupted view of Shiloh. So from such a place, one would be able to eat Kachim in the times of Mishkan Shiloh. Omar Fopper of Fopper said, Roya Sha'amru, that which they said, that a place from which one can see Mishkan Shiloh, he's able to kochim kalim, loy roya kula. He doesn't have to see the entire Mishkan Shiloh. El roya miksasi, even if he just sees a little bit of Mishkan Shiloh, that's enough that he has a halacha that kochim can be eaten in that place. Boy Rapapa asked Shaila, Oymed v'roya yoyisheva ein roya. If he's in a place where when he will stand up, he's able to see Mishkan Shiloh. But when he sits down, he's unable to see Mishkan Shiloh. My, what is the din? Boy Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yirmi asked a somewhat similar question. Oymed al gabe hanachal or al fas hanachal, if he's standing on the rim of a gorge, v'roya, and from there he can see Shiloh. However, b'soy hanachal v'ein roya, but if he's inside the gorge, if he's inside the wadi, then he cannot see Shiloh. My, what is the din? Take, this remains a question. B'pshuta, the Gemara means that if he is in a situation where right now he is unable to see because he's sitting or because he's in the Nachal, but he would be able to see if he would stand up in the first Shiloh or if he would be on the rim of the Nachal in the second Shiloh, is he allowed to eat even in the situation where he is unable to see? Because theoretically, if he'd be in a slightly different position, he would be able to see this. And the Gemara says that this remains a question. Continues the Gemara, he also Rav Dimi Omar. When Rav Dimi came, he said, we have the Girsa Omar Rebbe, he said the name of Rebbe, the Shita Mufetzes takes it out, Bishloisha Mekoimais Shoras HaShchina Al Yisrael. And in three places, the Shechina rested on Yisrael. B'Shiloi, V'Noi V'Givoin, U'Beis Eilomim. In Shiloi and in Noi V'Givoin. Noi V'Givoin are counted as one, even though they are two separate places, but one followed the other immediately, and they're counted only as one. U'Beis Eilomim, and the Eternal House, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The Marsha points out, even though, of course, there was Hashuras HaShechina in the Mishkan in the Midbar, and there must have been also Hashuras HaShechina in the Mishkan when it was in Gilgal, but he is counting the places which were already in Eretz Yisrael, and even though Gilgal was, of course, also in Eretz Yisrael, but they weren't yet settled in Eretz Yisrael. So this is referring to from the time that they settled in Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina was Shaira in three places. That's what Marsha says. Ubekulon Leisharsa Ela Bechelek Binyamin. And in all of these places, it only rested, the Shechina was Shaira, in the portion of Binyamin. Shemar, as it says in the Pasuk and the Bracha of Binyamin, Choyfef all of Kol Hayyim, that he hovers over him all the day, Kol Chafifais Lo Yehu Ela Bechelka Shel Binyamin, that the hovering of the Shechina will always be in the portion of Binyamin. So all of these were in the portion of Binyamin. Ki Ozel Abaye, Omro Kamed Rav Yosef. When Abaye went, he said this to Rav Yosef. Omar and Rav Yosef said, Chad Bro Havale Lekailo. Kailil had one son. Rashi says that most likely Kailil was the father of Abaye. He says, Kailil had only one son, Valei Miskin, and he has not managed to rectify himself. In other words, how are you able to accept such a thing without asking a question on it? V'haksid, behold, it says in the Pasuk, V'yitesh Mishkan Shiloh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forsook the Mishkan of Shiloh, that Shiloh was eventually destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forsook it. Uchsivan, it says in that same parak of Tehillim, V'yimas Bo'ol Yosef, it's speaking about the same idea, that he despised the tent of Yosef, Uveshe with Ephraim Loi Bocha, and he no longer chose the tribe of Ephraim. So this is speaking about Mishkan Shiloh, and it says explicitly that it is the Oil Yosef that is a tent in Yosef, in the portion of Yosef, namely in the portion of Ephraim, and one of the two sons of Yosef. So how were you able to accept that which was said that is in Chelek Binyam? Omer Rav Ada said, Maikra Kashli, what is his Kasha? This is not really a contradiction. Dilma Shechina b'Chelek Binyam, in fact, the Shechina itself was in the Chelek of Binyam, or the place where the Oron was, where the actual Makom of Shechina was in Chelek Binyam, the Sanhedrin G'dayla b'Chelek Yosef, but the Sanhedrin was in the portion of Yosef. The Sanhedrin is also part, it also has to be in the Makom Kodesh, has to be Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and perhaps that was in the Chelek of Yosef, so it's referred to in the Pasuk as Oyel Yosef and Shevet Ephraim Loi Bachar. But the actual place of the resting of the Shechina, where the Mizbeach is, and where the Aron was, that was in the Chelek of Binyamin. Kidamatzinu beBeis HaLamim, as we find in the Beis HaLamim, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina beChelek of Binyamin, that the Shechina itself was in the portion of Binyamin, the Sanhedrin beChelek Yehuda, and the Sanhedrin was in the portion of Yehuda. So we could say that the same thing applies to Shiloh as well. It's called Oyel Yosef because the Sanhedrin was in the Chelek of Yosef, but the actual Mokum Shechina was by Binyamin. Amalei, so he said to him, Hochi Hashta, this is no comparison. Over there in Yerushalayim, these two portions of inheritance, the portion of Yehuda and the portion of Binyamin, are next to one another. However, but over here, are they then next to one another? Is then the Chelek of Yosef next to the Chelek of Binyamin, so that we should be able to say that the Sanhedrin, that the part where the Sanhedrin was sitting was in Binyosef and the Mokum Shechina was in Binyamin over there?
Now the Marsha points out that in fact it's explicitly mentioned in Yehoshua Yud Ches
that the portion of Binyamin was just as close to that of Yehuda as it was to that of the Bnei Yosef. The Torah, the Pasuk over there tells us that the portion of Binyamin was between Bnei Yosef and Yehuda. So just as it bordered on Yehuda, it bordered on the portion of Ephraim as well. So what does the Gemara mean that do we find that it was next to it? Of course it was next to it. It bordered on Ephraim, just as it bordered on Yehuda on the other side. Says the Marsha, what the Gemara means to say is this, that when it comes to Yerushalayim, we find in the Pesukim of Yeshua that Yerushalayim itself was partially in the portion of Yehuda and partially in the portion of Binyamin. That when the Pesukim are describing the portion of Yehuda, it mentions the city of Yerushalayim, and when the Pesukim are describing the portion of Binyamin, it also mentions Yerushalayim, which means that Yerushalayim was partially in Yehuda and partially in Binyamin. So therefore we're able to say that the border was exactly in between the different places of the Beis HaMikdash, that the place of the Sanhedrin was in the portion of Yehuda, but the place of the Mizbeach, of the Kodesh, of the Hashraz, of Shechina was actually in the portion of Binyamin. But here we don't find that they were so close together, that they were close together to that extent. It's true that the two portions bordered on one another, that there was a border between Binyamin and Ephraim. But nonetheless, we don't find that their border actually ended within the same city, and that they were so close to one another that we should say that there was a border there exactly in the middle of Mishkan Shiloh. So says the Marsha, that's what the Gemara is asking. That Hochi Hash is no comparison. Over there, Mikarva Nachlis Gabi Hadori, over there we find that they are so close together that they actually share the same city of Yerushalayim, and therefore it's easy to say that the actual border went through the Beis HaMikdash itself. However, but over here we don't find that they were so close together, even though there were two portions which were one next to the other, we don't find that they were close together to that extent that we should say that it actually went through the Beis HaMikdash. We don't find that they shared the same city. On that, the Gemara answers, Hachinami Makarvin, that here also, they were in fact that close together. As Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina said, concerning the Beis HaMikdash, now he says that even though, as Marsha asked to explain to the Gemara, even though we find that they shared the same city, we don't find that their border actually went through the Beis HaMikdash. That has to be darshaned from another pasuk, as Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina did. He darshaned from a pasuk that the border between them went through the actual area of the Beis HaMikdash. If that's so, then we can darshan from a pasuk concerning Shiloh that applies to Shiloh as well, concerning the portions of Ephraim and Binyamin. Over there we find Kedomer Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Ritzua Hayseyoytzos Michelko Shel Yehuda, that a strip of land came out from the portion of Yehuda v'nichneses lechelko Shel Binyamin, and it entered into the portion of Binyamin. Uboy Hayu Mizbeach Bonei, and over there is where the Mizbeach was built. Next was where the Mizbeach was built. Bohaya Binyamin Atzadik Mitzdar Oleho Levoila, and Binyamin Atzadik had pain about it to swallow it up. He felt that he was missing this one strip which belonged to Yehuda and was not in his portion. Now, the language of the Gemara here is somewhat misleading. It would sound from the Gemara as if the Gemara is saying that this strip came down into Binyamin, and on this strip, the Mizbeach was built. This is, of course, not correct. So the Mizbeach itself was built on the portion of Binyamin and not on the portion of Yehuda. It means to say that Uboha Mizbeach Mod, it means right next to this strip was where the Mizbeach was built, and it was in the portion of Binyamin, and this strip, in fact, belonged to Yehuda. And that's why we learned before in the Gemara, in Daf Nun Gimel, that on one side of the Mizbeach there was no Yesoid, because that strip came down along that side of the Mizbeach, and therefore there could be no Yesoid there, because no part of the Mizbeach could be built in any other portion other than that of Binyamin. There was a strip which belonged to Yehuda. But Al-Kavon, the Gemara is pointing out how intermingled their portions were, that the border of the portion of Yehuda and Binyamin was right there by the Mizbeach, and to the extent that there was even a strip of land going down from the portion of Yehuda alongside the Mizbeach into the portion of Binyamin. And Binyamin HaTzadik had saw that he couldn't swallow up that portion and make that part of his own portion. And we darshan this from the Pasuk, Choyfef Olav Kol Hayoyim, that he was looking after this and wanted to swallow it up. This we darshan from a Pasuk. We learn from the Pasuk of Choyfef Olav Kol Hayoyim. We wouldn't know it from the borders as described in Yeshua, that it was to that extent intermingled. Hachanami, then here
here as well. Ritzua Haisa Yosef, Michelka Shel Yosef, that will say that a strip of land came out from the portion of Yosef, Michelka Shel Binyamin, to the portion of Binyamin, and that the Mizbeach was built on the portion of Binyamin, and on that strip was another part of the Mishkan Shiloh, and that would be the area in which the Sanhedrin sat, behind Udechsev, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, Tana Shiloh, that we call it Tana Shiloh, the bemoaning of Shiloh, because we'll say the same thing, that Binyamin was with Steyr, also was bemoaning the fact that there was part which wasn't in his portion. So says the Marsha, just as over there we darshan it from a Pasuk, even though we don't find that the portions were intermingled to this extent, here also we'll darshan it from a Pasuk. Says the Gemara Kitanoi, that in fact this which Rav Dimi said, that in Shiloh and in Noiv Vigibon, the Shechina was Shaira in the portion of Binyamin, is a Machloik Kitanoi. We learned Choyfif Olav Zemek Deshrishan. The Pasuk says concerning Binyamin, Choyfif Olav Kol Hayoim, Uven Ksef of Shochin, that the Shechina hovers over him the entire day and rests, dwells between his shoulders. So the Tana Darshan, Choyfif Olav Zemek Deshrishan, hovering over him, that's referring to the first Beis HaMikdash, that in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was in the Chelek of Binyamin. Kol Hayoim, that which it says the entire day, Zemek Desheni, that comes to include also the second Beis HaMikdash, that also the Shechina was the Chelek of Binyamin. Uvenk Seifov Shochin, that he dwells between his shoulders, Elu Yemais HaMashiach, this is referring to the Yemais HaMashiach, that in the Binyan Shlishi, also the Shechina will be Shaira in Chelek of Binyamin. The Mashal explains that this is referred to as Benk Seifov Shochin, that here the Pasuk used the word Shochin, that it dwells, as opposed to the first part of the Pasuk where it says Choyfef. Choyfef means something which is hovering over and barely touching. Shochin means actually dwelling, because the dibuk, the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be much greater in the times of Yemais HaMashiach, and therefore the Ashra Shechina of Yemais HaMashiach is referred to as Shochin. Rebbe, I mean Rebbe says, Choyfef Olav Zeho Olam Hazeh, that Choyfef Olav refers to everything in Olam Hazeh, and the Gemara takes this to include not only Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, but also Shilai and Noiv V'Gibon. Kol Hayoim Elu Yemais HaMashiach. Kol Hayoim includes also Yemais HaMashiach, but then also the Shechina Shor B'Chel G'Sha Binyamin. Uvenk Seifav Shochein Zeho Olam Haba, that he will dwell between his shoulders, that's referring to Ha'olam Haba. The Mashal says, because concerning Olam Haba it says, Tzadikim Yoishvim V'Tresayim B'Resheim V'Nehenim Miziv HaShechina. Therefore it's called Uvenk Seifav Shochein, that is referring to Olam Haba. HaKofan of the Gemara says that this therefore is a Machloikis Tanoim. The first Tana of this Brisa, who only said Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, would not hold that the Shechina was Shaira in Chelek Shel Binyamin in Shiloh and Noiv V'Givon. But Rebbe, who says Zeho Olam Hazeh, includes everything in Olam Hazeh, not only Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, but also in Shiloh and Noiv V'Givon, the Shechina was Shaira in Chelek Shel Binyamin.